Reuven Schneider asked, what's your opinion on going to the army? Is it forbidden, frowned upon, tolerated, encouraged, or admired? I can see the most promising yeshiva students being exempted. There are today so many people learning Torah. If we let the top 10% learn without going to the army, and everyone else did a certain amount of time in the army, would that make a Kiddush Hashem and the yeshiva students could go and have a positive effect on the rest of the population? It seems in my humble estimation that we could do a lot more good that way. Okay, the answer to your question is that all of the above are true. And really this is something that depends on an individual basis. First of all, let it be clear that the study of Torah, even by people who are not the top yeshiva students, is the greatest benefit to the world. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The Talmud Torah is equal to all of the other kindnesses that one can do, because Talmud Torah keeps the world going. And in that respect, the rabbis tell us that Gedola Talmud Torah Yosur Me'atzolus Nefashos. Talmud Torah is even greater than saving lives, because saving lives is saving specific lives, and learning Torah keeps the entire world going and saves it from destruction. However, we also have to have an army and protect ourselves in a natural way. A person has to make his ishtadlus in a natural way also. And therefore we find this coming week Sedra, that according to some opinions, they chose 1,000 people from each tribe to go and fight, and 1,000 people to sit and learn and daven for the ones who are fighting. Klal Yisrael needs two armies, an army of spirituality and a physical army to take care of the physical needs and protection of the Jewish people. There's another aspect here. If the army in Eretz Yisrael be run according to halacha and be a place of holiness and purity, then it'll be less of a problem. Unfortunately, the army is not run according to halacha and is not a place of holiness or purity. And therefore, for a yeshiva student to go into the army in a framework that is not somewhat protected is a very big danger. And even if we were to say that the people who are not successful in yeshiva or not really learning properly should go into the army carte blanche, most certainly the ones that are problematic in the yeshiva would find even more problems in the army. On the other hand, someone who is not learning full time should not avoid army service, because that's his responsibility. And therefore, on an individual basis, people should seek advice from their Torah authorities as to what they should do specifically. If they are not, in any case, learning full-time, should they go into the army? Should they not go into the army? How should they go into the army? And if they don't go into the army, how that should be done also, since there are many, many problems of Chilul Hashem, there are problems of Kiddush Hashem. All of those things have to be decided in a very personal way by a qualified Torah authority.